This is a PFR, so Mr. Pfeffer.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning to you. Before you begin, Mr. Waller, you are here also today. Do either of you have any questions before we begin?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Then, Mr. Pfeffer, you may begin.
May it please the Court, Chief Justice, Your Honors, Counsel. Your Honors, we're here on a petition for further review. We had, this is an appeal from the Nebraska Appeals Court, where the Nebraska Appeals Court, we believe, erred in finding that the appellant's original complaint was a legal nullity and that any potential error was not rectified before the running of the statute of limitations. Further, Your Honor, the Court of Appeals erred in finding that the amended complaint did not relate back to the original complaint. We did raise for the first time on appeal the section, the Uniform Probate Code, section 3802, has a provision in there, whereas the statute of limitations is extended by 4 months if a decedent dies and then doesn't, and it's not related to the accident. Nebraska adopted the UPC 3-02, but amended that to 2 months. So we did bring that up, and they ignored it and didn't use it to in their final ruling, which I believed creates confusion in the law. I guess a brief history, Your Honor, would help. In March of 2017, Ms. Sparks was injured in an automobile accident. She hired me about 2 months later. We gave notice to the insurance carrier for Leo Mack, who caused the accident, and he did not die in the accident, that I would be representing her and that, you know, we would be taking this up later after she reached maximum medical improvement. What happened was is that at some point, and they acknowledged that, that I was going to represent her, and they asked that I give them updates as to her condition. We did that. At some point, Leo Mack, the decedent, tortfeasor, passed. No one ever told us that he passed. We never had any notice of that. The insurance company never told us of it. No one ever gave us any idea. We then...
Did anyone have an obligation to tell you that?
Well, no, but I mean, no, they don't have an obligation to tell us that unless you apply the UPC code to that, where they should provide notice to a potential creditor, although I don't really see myself as a creditor. But what happens is that we then went into the COVID lockdown. I tried a case to Judge Gary Randall that same day, that after the jury came back. We went into lockdown. We stayed home for a year. We did things by WebEx and Zoom. As we come out of that lockdown, you know, I know that the statute of limitations, the four-year statute, the 25207 applies, that's where you start, was going to toll, and I knew that I had to get something on file, but we didn't know he had died. Then we found out he died, and then we hurried up and sent something to the insurance carrier and told him we were going to open the estate, and we told him we'd give them extra time to answer if they wanted to try to settle. We were never going after anything but the insurance proceeds.
That was not pleaded in that fashion in the complaint, was it?
If you look, no, we didn't say we were specifically going after.
If you look at the face of the complaint,
no,
it would be just like you would have been pursuing any estate asset.
Well, it could be, but then,
I mean, you clearly did not plead a sub C2.
Section 30-2845C. No, we didn't. But I think that's just, if you read the statutes, I'm not sure you have to plead that. And so I don't see anywhere where you have to plead that. And so, you know, we're not going after an asset pool. But what happens when you give notice to creditors, there's an asset pool. We're not a part of that. The liability insurance can never go into the asset pool. And any of the creditors who maybe put in a swimming pool or put in windows can't go after that. Only we can.
But the statute regarding claims applies to all types of claims, whether they're tort or contract or otherwise, doesn't it?
I don't see it that way, but I guess that will be up for you guys to decide. I don't see it that way because it says that no claim shall be barred if it's going after, no claim shall be barred if you're not going after anything other than the insurance proceeds.
Well, I guess at least at this point, as of the supplemental briefing, your opponent concedes that that is the situation in this case, right?
Right.
Now, I want to take you back to something you said at the outset, having to do with when the original complaint was filed on February 24 of 2021. As of that point, it's undisputed that the special administrator had been discharged and had not been reappointed. Is that correct?
Correct. And if I may, I could address it.
I want you to talk about Section 30-2404 and the impact of that, and whether or not we have previously said that such a complaint filed before a reappointment is a nullity.
Well, Judge, if you don't take the facts that we have in this case aren't like all the other cases that you've addressed with that, Hanson, all those. What happened here is that we contacted the probate court. They weren't sure when they could open up the estate because of the COVID stuff and everything's backlogged. I was faced with a dilemma. Do I file against the closed estate and try to open it up later and relate back? Because if all I do is try to file a document with the probate court, try to open up that, and they don't get to it in time, I'm just out completely. So I made the decision to file against the closed estate and discharged representative and try to relate back.
I'm not questioning your motivation. I'm trying to establish a basic principle. Under Section 30-2404, wasn't the original complaint, given our case law, a nullity?
No. Because of 30-2484 that says I get an additional 2 months. And that applies to this case.
Okay, so that was raised, I think, in your reply brief, and I think you've conceded today that was raised for the first time on appeal.
Right. We didn't really know about that. I'm not an expert in probate. We discovered it later. That right still applies. That statute still applies. It applies to a decedent's estate. It's statutory law. Just because I didn't know it existed doesn't mean she's not entitled to that relief. It's kind of like if I violate a law and I say my defense is I didn't know that was against the law, the judge and the prosecutor say, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Shouldn't that be a two-way street? So we argue that 30-2484 still applies, and this court can find that it does. They can find plain error through the Nebraska Supreme Court rules, Section 2-201 or 102, Section G. You know, we raised it, and even though we raised it for the first time, I know there's a memorandum opinion that's unpublished. I have it right here that says that they did address this and allowed that to happen. So they decide with the statute of limitations, but under 30-2484, I filed in time. I get that extra 2 months, and if I did, then I didn't violate Section 2404 of the probate code. I had 2 more months, and I filed everything within that period.
Go ahead.
So,
I guess before your time, you're into your rebuttal time, and I hate to take that up, but you also want to talk about the relation back.
Well, basically, here's the thing: their whole case is built on legal nullity. I didn't file it. I filed against an unopened estate and a discharge administrator. But if you give me 30-2484, I didn't. And so if I didn't, then it's not a legal nullity. I reopened the estate as quick as I could. I went to a judge and said, I need to get this open, but they didn't open it up until the 5th because of COVID. Everything's backlogged. So they open it up, and then what happens is I serve the papers and the documents from the probate court. Then I later file an amended petition and a new summons and reserved the estate. There's no prejudice to him. He had knowledge of it. And so, but given 30-2484, I was within time.
What you just said may illuminate a link that your briefing at least didn't convey to me. You're suggesting that the 2-month extension, if we treat that is actually an extension, has some impact on the 30-2404 when you file against an estate that doesn't then exist. How do you make that work?
Because I still filed, because I reopened the estate within the 60-day period I had, and that allows me to relate back. Not only did I not, okay, I did so not miss a statute of limitations.
You're relying upon the amended complaint or the second amended complaint, so it really comes down to a relation back argument.
It does, both. I'm entitled to Section 30-2484, the 60 days, and if I am, I can relate back to that original petition.
Well, if you get the 60 days, do you need to relate back?
I don't think so. That's one of the things. I don't think I need to, because if the 60 days absolutely applies to me, because this case doesn't happen all the time. When someone dies, not everybody dies in an accident, and you don't always find out about it, so somebody in his wisdom decided to give us they wanted 4 months, but Nebraska adopted 2 months. I found that, and I got it, and I filed everything before that two-month period expires. My statute of limitations was extended to May. I got everything done before that in April. So not only does it relate back, but I don't really think I need to, because I didn't violate the statute of limitations it hadn't told. And then what I did was reopen the estate and filed an amended petition within that statutory period.
So your position is at the time of the amended petition, everything's tidy. It's reopened.
Well, the first judge thought that heard it, that it was kind of tidy. But that's up for you to decide. I believe it is. I believe because I had the 2 extra months, I found that safeguard, that relief valve that gave me an opportunity to fix this. And, you know, and in the interest of justice, it seems to me I used it correctly. And I think that statute of limitations is extended in 6 months, and I got everything done within that, so I didn't violate the statute of limitations. If I didn't violate this, I did go against an unopened estate, did file, but I corrected that, you know, within that statutory limit period and amended the petition and got service again. And they might say, well, he should have dismissed this and then refiled, but in the issue, that flies in the face, that's not logical, flies in the face of judicial economy. It's still the same case. It's still everything. I just simply filed an amended petition. It's a new one. I got summons with that.
And by the time there was service on the special administrator, there had been the amended complaint, the estate had been reopened, and that was all within that extra 2 months.
By the time I served the first time, the named administrator and reopened the estate, they got service after I did that, the first time. They got service. They knew there was going to be one. Then I filed an amended complaint and then serve them again. So they had knowledge and everything. Any other questions? It's a tough one. There's a lot of statutes involved. And I thank you for taking the time. Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Pepper. I would call your attention to the fact that at some point in time in your argument, you referred to the court as you guys. We would prefer you not do that.
I'm sorry, Judge. I don't do this often. I know you're above me as a peer, and I apologize. I never meant to insult you at all. I swear. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Mr. Wallen,
good
morning to you.
May it please the court. I'm Kyle Waller. I'm here today on behalf of David Mock, the special administrator of the state of Leo Mock. This case is here on a petition for further review of the Nebraska Court of Appeals affirmation of the Douglas County District Court's finding on a motion for summary judgment, where it determined that the complaint filed by the plaintiff was a nullity and was barred by the statute of limitations. The court also, in its order granting the petition for further review, request further briefing on the probate code issues with respect to the applicable statute or statutes of limitations, I believe is what the order said. There are two issues before this court. Number one, was the original complaint nullity? And number two, is this case now barred by the statute of limitations? The undeniable answer to both of those questions is yes. Based upon statutes and the case law that's come out of this court and the Nebraska Court of Appeals. To set the stage or the scene, if you will, Your Honors, this case relates to a March 3, 2017 motor vehicle accident. David Mock passed away, Leo Mock passed away, I believe it was September of 2018. On February 24 of 2021, Ms. Sparks filed an action in the Douglas County District Court against David Mock as the special administrator of the estate of Leo Mock. I believe that there was a statement during the initial argument that they were unaware that Mr. Mock had passed away. I don't know how you file an action against the estate and Mr. Mock as the special administrator on February 24, 2021, if you don't know that Mr. Mock had passed away. So I would like to point that out to the court. That complaint contained two allegations. Number one, that David Mock was the acting special administrator and that the estate was open. The evidence in the record is clear that is not the case at that time. He was not. On March 3, 2021, is 4 years. March 4th, 2021, there is an application filed in the county court to reopen the estate to, quote unquote, pursue litigation in the Douglas County District Court. It's a very simple order entered the very next day, March 5th, 2021, and that order grants, quote unquote, the relief requested.
Your opponent is relying on section 30-2484, at which refers to a two-month period of time to where the statute, what the statute says is that the running of any statute of limitations is suspended during the 2 months following the decedent's death, but resumes thereafter.
Okay.
Is it applicable, and if not, why not?
I'm going to go backwards and then go forwards.
Okay.
In order for that to be applicable, you actually have to have filed a valid lawsuit. Okay? And this court and the Court of Appeals has repeatedly said, you cannot sue a closed estate and a discharged personal representative or special administrator. That is, quote unquote, a nullity. And as a result, there never was a lawsuit filed in this case. So there's nothing to use to get the extra 60 days. You have to have the estate open and the special administrator or personal representative appointed first by 2404.
If the amended complaint had not been an amended complaint, but a brand new action filed after the special administrator is appointed, and within what we're calling the extra 60 days, then is it a different situation?
It depends upon how this court wants to define the word suspend, because the statute says suspend. And I didn't brief this, I didn't research it quite honestly, and I should have, but it says suspend, and that does not say extend, right? It does not say it extends by 60 days. It says it suspends for the 60-day period following the death.
Well, my question is too simple, but if you have the reopened estate and then you do an amended complaint, what's wrong with that?
You're relating back to a nullity.
But what if you have a reopened estate and you file a complaint?
Because 2404 specifically requires the estate to be opened at the time that you commence the action. The action is commenced on the date that you file it, 2/24/21. That amendment doesn't cure anything. This court's jurisprudence, time and again, over and over again, is you can't sue a closed estate.
Can you ignore the, is it jurisdictionally sound to ignore the complaint, then proceed in the timeline of a reopened estate and a complaint, which just happens to be denominated amended?
There's two ways to have cured this issue. Assuming the 60 days applies, 2486 sub 1 and 2486 sub 2 has two different routes by which you can preserve a claim against the estate, right? The first one is make a claim in the estate or in the county where the decedent died. And there's the Lenners and the Mullinex cases where there were actually filings and that protected the statute of limitations. The second one is to initiate a lawsuit. But you have to comply with 2404 to have a valid lawsuit. And that statute specifically says you can't sue a special administrator or an estate until the estate's open and one is appointed. And all of the case law this court has gone through, I mean, the Mock versus Schmer case, the Correa case, the Bergmeier case, the Reed versus Evans case, which you wrote a concurrence in, Your Honor, and the Haskell case, have all said, If you sue a closed estate and a discharged personal representative, your action's a nullity.
So the under that line of authority, I'm tracking with you, the initial complaint is a nullity.
Correct.
Can you file an amended complaint after the special administrator is appointed that's not a nullity?
How do you amend a nullity? A nullity?
Well, that's my question.
I don't think you can. I think that the case law says a nullity is a nullity. It doesn't exist. And I think that your concurrence in Reed versus Evans actually says that. And the reason why we can't relate back to a nullity is because it's not there.
Well, it's not a matter of relation back for statute of limitations. Okay.
If you apply to 60 days, correct. But even then, the proper way to have fixed it would have been to file a new lawsuit within that 60-day period or file a claim in the estate.
So what would be different from the amended complaint and the new lawsuit?
You would have commenced an action against a viable entity, which could be sued.
So what's the language in the amended complaint that's different than filing a new complaint?
The original complaint alleged that the estate was open and they were appointed. Both the amended complaint and the second amended complaint admitted that it wasn't.
Is the downfall the use of the word amended? Do we say, well, it's the substance of a pleading that helps determine what its meaning is?
I think the downfall is 2404. It's a nullity. You can't amend a nullity.
You would agree that the district court had subject matter jurisdiction of this type of lawsuit. And you would also agree that this is not the typical type of defect in the pleading of a cause of action, such as the failure to assert an injury. It just said, an accident happened, I want money. And it may not be sufficient to state a claim. That's a different situation than what you're arguing. You're arguing that it's not legally deficient, it's legally null.
Well, it's legally deficient, the fact that it doesn't exist. I mean, it's absolutely deficient. You simply can't do it. I mean, the case law out of this court and the Court of Appeals, in the clear language of the statute, says you cannot.
But in my contrasting example, however, you can fix that. If you have a deficient complaint that fails to allege injury, you can file an amended complaint and fix that. Your argument is you can't do that with what happened under 302404.
Correct, and it's not like they didn't know. We filed a motion to dismiss. That motion to dismiss was heard on April 21, 2021. There was a brief submitted to the court provided to counsel. It's in the record. We made the argument that it was nullity then. So we, without actually giving them advice, we basically gave them a roadmap that says, this is a nullity, you can't proceed with this lawsuit. And I think at the time, the belief was that the four-year statute of limitations applied, and there was a fear that they weren't going to get a relation back, so they didn't want to file a new lawsuit, so they wanted to hang their hat on this one. And that was a mistake, unfortunately.
For the sake of argument, if we were to not go along with your nullity argument, do you have a backup argument?
No.
That's the issue you have.
Yes, that is this case.
Thank you. Okay, I've cleared this with Justice Stacy. Her question's gone somewhere. You were talking about the meaning of the statutory term suspend.
Correct.
And I wonder whether the comments to the Uniform Probate Code shed any light on the proper meaning of that term.
I do not know.
Thank you.
I apologize. Anything further? Thank you for your time today, Your Honor. We would ask that you affirm the ruling of the Court of Appeals in the District Court. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any time for rebuttal? We have no time for rebuttal, counsel. Thank you very much. You are excused. And the court will go on to the next case of the day, which is State versus Allen.